Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of the War Room is on. I am going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Let's see if there's any videos we need to go to here in the first 5 minutes. Well, we can go to. Let's go to clip four here. This is Benny Johnson, who's been, you know, pretty closely tied in to the Trump administration for this entire second administration, and but he's breaking from them as well a little bit, which is interesting, something to see. Clip number four here. This is Benny Johnson saying what he thinks needs to be done to our supposed allies.
On behalf of other nations, certainly don't want some other nation to walk into our White House and to lie about an operation to our president. And that's what happened. That's what Israel did here. It's unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. You should never want that. China doing that, Russia doing that, or if it were the UAE or Saudi Arabia walking in and lying to us, and lying to our president and then getting Americans killed, I would also be rightly furious. So it shouldn't happen anyway. I think that Bibi Netanyahu should be banned from the White House, as far as I'm concerned. Along with any other world leader like that behaves in a duplicitous fashion, and Zelensky should be.
But here's the thing. It's not up to them. Like, every world leader is duplicitous. What are you talking about? Donald Trump is duplicitous. They're all duplicitous. It's up to our leadership who's supposed to not fall for the lies. And apparently Donald Trump's the only one that did. Because according to the New York Times, and this may just be, you know, retroactively trying to escape blame for what's gone wrong, but apparently every single person around Trump told him directly, Israel is full of crap. Literally use the word bullshit from Marco Rubio. So I don't even blame Israel for lying. It's like, why wouldn't they? It almost doesn't even matter if they lie or not. Like, they're just going to get what they want. It's just, why don't you go a step farther? Benjamin Netanyahu shouldn't be banned from the White House. He should be invited to the White House and then arrested on the valid war crime charges that we should actually be enforcing anyway as members of the ICC. Unless we were, we probably left because of the fact that they charged Benjamin Netanyahu. Yeah, Zelensky as well, but it's not about Benjamin Netanyahu lying. Everybody knows Benjamin Netanyahu lies. Everybody should know by now that they have been desperate to get into war with Iran for 40 years, and they'll say whatever they think they need to, no matter how obviously false it is. It's Trump's fault for either falling for it or pretending to fall for it, because the outcome is the same. We're in this war. Americans have died. The global economy is on the brink of collapse. Trump has been humiliated time and time again. We're no closer now to getting out of this mess than we were a week ago before the ceasefire had come in. We should be at war with Israel. Israel did this to us. Israel got us into this mess. And not just Israel, the quislings in our government and our media sphere. These are the enemy. I don't care if they call themselves American. It's not their fault. It's not Bibi's fault for lying. It's not Mark Levin's fault for portraying himself as American. It's your fault if you believe them. Okay? It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's just base lies. And either utterly, outrageously gullible suckers like Donald Trump, or victims of blackmail like Donald Trump, or both, or a little bit of both, or he's in on it. Regardless, the answer is the same. Identify the enemy. Execute extraction. Not complicated. None of this is complicated. This is the frustrating part. Everything is obvious. Everything is simple. Everyone is retarded.